Hey guys, how you doing? Thought I'd drop another podcast quickly whilst I've got a KFC in my hands and I'm headed back to my folks' place. So you know what's quite interesting? It's looking at how to make kind of significant lasting change in your life, and I've got to throw mud at the wall and see what sticks type approach. So I just want to talk about basically my personal health journey and what's going on. So probably 11 months ago, I got my hair transplant 11 months ago. I got that done in Turkey. Probably should do a whole podcast around that, but yeah, I was getting a bit bald and I still feel like a young man. So the idea of losing all my hair at a relatively young age, just 34 at that point, maybe 33 even, but bothered me. People say, oh, baldy type of stuff, but it's really, it bothered me. So yeah, I got a hair transplant and there's been some improvement, which is great. But what that has spurned has been, I think, so good for my life. What I mean by that is just to run through the catalogue of things. So throw mud at the wall, right? One big, massive sledgehammer that I threw at myself, because getting a hair transplant involved me going to Turkey during, I think it was during COVID, dealing with the trip abroad, going by myself, having effectively major surgery, because when you get something like that done, you're under the knife for probably 6 to 7 hours, 25 to 50 injections, and hey ho, off you go, right? But once you get that done, and of course, well, I say of course, it's been relatively successful. I have no side effects that are noticeable. I mean, I've probably got slightly decreased sensitivity on my scalp, but who cares, right? That doesn't matter. So, or increase in sensitivity potentially, but you know, I don't head a football and I'm not gonna jump around and bash my head. So what that has turned into is I got laser eye surgery to get back to 20/20 vision. So that was great. I played around with teeth whitening, but I didn't kind of finish it, if you will. But there's just been loads of incremental changes when I think about that over time. So if you listen to my earlier podcast, I was talking about, I don't know if I told you, I've got a treadmill to put underneath my standing desk for when I am, you know, talking or on the phone. So I've also just bought over-ear noise-cancelling headphones. And in terms of health improvements, I've got basically a PT now who I'm seeing 3 times a week. So I've committed to weight training. I've got myself protein shake, which I'm taking probably 5 times a week. I'm beginning to eat salads. I have net reduced my Deliveroo spend. I signed up to Thriver, which is a blood testing, check your nutritional profile, like discover that I'm, you know, omega-3. I need more omega-3s, I need more Vit-Ds, I need more iron, folate. Begun eating more salad. So the point is that, you know, there's a huge benefit to making massive significant change. And I think that people get a little bit lost in, oh wow, Deepak, you know, you spent, for example, £300-400 on doing something related, for example, to the teeth whitening, and I've not ended up necessarily continuing with it. But I think the overarching point gets lost there, that people look at, for example, one thing piece by piece, but then it's the bigger picture that's important here. So to my mind, for example, if it cost me like £5,000, let's say overall, to make sure that I'm now walking 5 kilometers a day via the treadmill, to be standing up a couple of more hours a day when I'd ordinarily be sedentary, to increase the level of protein in my diet, to decrease the level of meat in general that I eat, because I've got a veggie box of all plants. I mean, these are all like really important things as well, to discover that I've got kind of high cholesterol and to manage to, or work to bring that down, as well as being committed to running half marathons weekend upon weekend. Where does it all stem from? Making one massive change, which was the hair transplant. And once you do something like that, everything else seems, you know, to be things that you could take in your stride. And I wanted to record this because I've just got a KFC and I was feeling a bit guilty, and I'm just reminding myself that look at the net change that you make, and it comes from throwing mud at the wall, seeing what sticks and, you know, looking at practical things that you could do to change. Right, I'm at my folks' house now. I'm about to smash some KFC. See you later, alligators.